This is the second in our series of Sahaja Yoga meditation programs. If you have not heard the first of these programs, we suggest you do. It is about the gaining of yoga or self-realization, and that simple process is basic to Sahaja Yoga meditation. So it would be best to hear the first program first. This is Brian Bell, Sahaja Yoga Australia. We're calling this episode Rise, Rise, Rise. What causes self-realization to happen is the activating of the life force in us, known in Sanskrit as Kundalini. This energy exists coiled in the sacrum bone at the base of the spine. And when the yoga, enlightenment, self-realization takes place, there are names for the process in all languages. That energy uncoils and rises along the spine to the top of the head, where, as many of you will have found, it can be felt as a cool whisper of energy above the head. With self-realization, the Kundalini is joining the spirit in us to the great energy of creation around us. The yoga, the union, takes place. This union is something that over the years many dedicated people around the world have longed for, the change from physical awareness to the awareness of the spirit. Here's a very old song, a folk song, that is requesting the Kundalini to rise. It's a song from southern India. Mother Kundalini, it sings, rise. Rise to kill the demons. Rise to take away our problems. Rise to take your devotees to their salvation. Mother, we ask for our realization. So Mother Kundalini, rise. Rise, 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 ho! The raising of Kundalini is a major evolutionary step, moving us from physical and mental consciousness to a new consciousness of the spirit. Here is Srimataji Nirmala Devi, the founder of Sahaj Yoga, at one of her public programs, talking about some of the changes that self-realization brings about.
The germination takes place very easily. The Kundalini rises very easily. Also pierces the fontanel bone area very easily. That is really, as you call it, sahaja. It's a tremendous happening. It takes thousands of years for people to get realization. That's also a fact. They had to be born again and again, and very few selected got realization. But today, as I said, the time has come for many flowers to become fruits. So this happening doesn't take much time. It's just split of a second in many people. But about the growth I was talking last time I've ended up at self-realization. What is self-realization? Is and what do we expect from self-realization? The first thing that happens to you, as you know, when the Kundalini rises, that you start feeling physically better, your health improves. Though the Kundalini rises from the centermost nadi, called as Brahma nadi, inside the Sushumna, in the central part, and first thing that happens is the physical being, which is helped. That is not the innermost core of every center. The innermost core of every center is the spiritual. But how is it first the physical being is helped? It's very interesting to see. The Kundalini rises through many centers, passes through Agya, pierces through fontanel, and becomes one with the all-pervading power. So first thing that receives the information is the seat of Sadashiva, is the seat of your Atma, your spirit, on top of your head. But the spirit is in your heart. So the first awakening takes place, or enlightenment takes place, in your brain. This is a very important point to receive. In your brain resides the conscious mind. That means the present. And when it is enlightened, that means your awareness is enlightened. You get enlightenment in your awareness, in your attention. As I told you last time, that attention is enlightened first. So through your attention, you can find out what is the matter with other persons. You can find out what centers are catching, what your centers are catching. So on the physical level, you know what's happening. That's the, we should say, the present. We feel our gross being enlightened. We can feel them on our fingers.
Many of these changes that Srimataji referred to, we will be discussing in later programs in this series. The meditation that self-realization can bring about is called by Srimataji thoughtless awareness. It's not a trance. We can hear what is happening around us, but it does not cause thinking. When it comes down to basics, thoughts are only about yesterdays or tomorrows, recollections or plans, what we did or what we'd like to redo, and what we are hoping for the future. But without thoughts, we are in the present, a good, relaxing, and enriching place to be. Another name for this meditation is mental silence. So let's experience the meditation that the joining of Kundalini and the great energy of creation around us can bring about. Sit comfortably, place the hands on the lap, palm upward, relax, close the eyes. Now place the right hand a little away from the body, near the base of the spine, and raise it slowly to the top of the head. And gently touch the top of the head with the fingertips. Do that 7 times, encouraging the Kundalini to rise from its home at the base of the spine to join the universal spirit. Sit quietly with the attention at the top of the head. Enjoy the quiet. This can be done each morning and evening. Regular meditation is good for the health, for well-being, for joy. Anyone can develop their self-realization on their own, but it is far easier and more fulfilling to share the process. Sahaja Yoga holds public programs all over the world. To find one near to you, go to our website, freemeditation.com.au. freemeditation.com.au. In future, we'll be covering a number of interesting topics like energy centers or chakras, channeling, and techniques to deepen meditation. We'll have special guests telling us about their experiences and more music. So, please stay with us for future episodes. If you would like us to cover any other topic, please leave your comment below. Thank you for listening. Till next time, your host, Brian Bell.